Welcome to the Superpower Success Podcast. At Keystone, we believe exceptional organizations don't just happen. They are built by focused leaders that recognize their authentic leadership superpowers. Join us for a serious dose of inspiration. Welcome to the Superpower Success Podcast. I am so glad you're here today. I'm glad you came back. And we're here for a little dose of inspiration and maybe some leadership guidance on how we can think differently as leaders. So I've got a great guest for you here today. I've got Kanthi Yalamanchile here with me. She is someone I've met recently, but we had a conversation and I was like, can you come on the podcast and just, can we have the same conversation over again? She has one of the most fascinating journeys that she's going to tell you all about. She is an engineer by trade. She is a startup founder. She's venturing into financial advising and helping people build lives, right? That they're proud of and the lives of their dreams. So she has got a lot of wisdom to share with us today. So Kanthi, thank you for being here. And I am so excited for this conversation.
Oh my gosh, you're so sweet. I don't know if I have a lot of wisdom, but I have a little bit that I can share, I guess, in my journey.
We'll take it all. So why don't you start there? Like, share with our listeners your story, right? How have you gotten to this point in success in life and in your career?
Yeah, I call it a journey. So growing up, I grew up in India. Growing up during like the summer break, we used to go to our grandparents' village and they used to have a lot of outside space. And because it's a tropical country, all our cousins would have like these portable cots outside at night. And we just sleep telling stories, watching the sky and the stars. And ever since I was four, Jamie, and I think that's when I remember, I've been fascinated by space, stars, what is out there. So since I was 4 years old, I knew dead set that I wanted to be an astronaut. That was my goal. So if you came into my room, like when I was a kid, it was how to become an astronaut, how to train to be an astronaut, what is stars? What is space? Like everything about astronomy. And it just was, you know, like really core to me. So that's how I floundered into engineering. And so I went to engineering school in India. My undergrad, 4 years of undergrad, I published papers about space communication, space satellites, and whatever, you know, like whatever space related. And final, like the senior year, I started researching where NASA programs were, which universities were tied to NASA research. And I started applying to those universities and I got in Florida Tech, and they had the department I applied to, electrical engineering. They did research with NASA's center, its National Center for Hydrogen Research. And that's how I got in. They offered me full scholarship and stipend. That was my journey from India to America.
That is I just find this fascinating that like you have this dream, because most kids at some point, not all, but like we'll go through those. I want to be a police officer. I want to be an astronaut, right? Those things that like they see, right? And they look really like you actually like worked in that space. So talk a little bit about that journey and like going, because you went to work for NASA.
Right.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about that and then how you ended up here doing what you're doing now.
Yeah, it's quite fast. I've never thought I'd be a financial advisor, but you know, life takes you through journeys and you just go through. And I think that is a little bit of wisdom I can give to the audience today. Coming from India, I went to do my master's in electrical engineering. And that's when I worked as a research assistant at NASA building hydrogen sensors. And so that journey, 2 years, I finished my master's and it was a great experience. Every day I was there in Florida, like if anybody didn't see space launch, I would say that should be like one of the bucket list. I watched that like multiple times and every single time I had this feeling in my heart, what a power, like there is so much power and throttle to like this space shuttle like leaving the earth, and it's just something else. So those are the experiences I really loved working at NASA, but I learned so much, like just how people around you super smart, but yet they're so humble. There is so much, Jamie, that we don't know. As an engineer, like, sometimes I feel like I know everything. I'm the king of the world. I can do everything. But then you come out into that world of amazingly smart people, and you will realize how little you know. And those are the things that kind of humbled me. So that was my journey of NASA and master's in Florida. And then I met my husband. It was an arranged marriage. Growing up in India, that was something that comes from the culture. And so my grandpa knew his family, and he's like, hey, I know this guy. He's in New York. Why don't you go meet him? And we ended up, getting married after that. And so after the marriage, since we were apart, we started looking to find some opportunities where we could live together. So that's how my journey from Florida to Minnesota happened, because I minored. My specialty was in chip manufacturing. For me, it was either Silicon Valley or Bloomington, Minnesota. So I told my husband that.
Depending on the time of the year, you may have chosen wrong, but that's okay.
Yeah, there are two specific areas, and I said, Rob, you go pick which area you want to go, and I can do it. And he picked Midwest, and I think that was the best decision we've made.
To raise a family, and I love that. So then talk about being a startup, and then startup founder, and how you ended up where you are today.
So when we moved to Minnesota, I worked at Seagate, the hard drive manufacturing company, as a process engineer for 4.5 years. And then there was an incident that happened, Jamie, in India. It was called Nirbhaya. This 21-year-old kid got raped by 7 men in a public transport. I mean, it just still gives me, just it doesn't sit well with me. But just reading about that, and how that kid had to go through such a trauma because she said no to these guys. They were like, how dare you say no? They killed her in horrific ways, that I can't even fathom. And so that kind of gave me this thought of, okay, why in this country of billions of people was this kid not able to reach anybody outside that bus? It just didn't make sense to me as an engineer. So I started working on this ideas I had. And so that's when, as an engineer, I don't know if it's an engineering trait or entrepreneur trait, I had ideas. I really wanted to, like every day I had these ideas. Oh my gosh, that car, why is it driving that? Like you see things and you have ideas, but then there's not this one idea that you go, aha, I want to work on it. But this was something I was like, had really passion for and fire for. And I said, okay, I want to work on this. And then once I started working, there was another incident that happened where one of our coworkers' daughter went missing, and they didn't know her whereabouts. And that actually, and she was, killed by her boyfriend. But that was actually the incident that made me think, okay, this is it. I'm going to quit my job and work solely on this idea I'm working on. And that was my start to the company, the startup. It was in 2016.
What did you develop?
It was a smartwatch. So it was actually pre-Apple, kind of that Fitbit era. Mm-hmm. So it was a smartwatch. It's called Wristlet. And what it did was just did any smartwatch would do, like an Apple Watch. Like it had fitness tracking, your activity tracking and all that, but it had notifications for your texts and calls. But let's say somebody's in emergency, all they had to do was tap on the watch 3 times and it would call 911 directly without you having to pick up the phone and send your location beacon. And it would text your family and friends saying, hey, I'm in emergency. And then they'll get a Google Map link. So if they click on that, they can track where you're at, where you're going. So that was the watch. That was the purpose of the watch.
And then you exited that business.
Yep. When we did market research, Jamie, what we found out in the US, the main market was on university campuses. Yep. Whereas in India, it's needed everywhere. But my strategy was launch it in the US and then take it to India. So we were working with university campuses, and we had a pilot set up and everything for 2020 April. We had 25 units,
Oh
you
my
know,
God.
set it for the, you know, the watch was actually linked to the on-campus security. We wanted to pilot it. The goal was set and everything was set, but March 2020, everybody knows, COVID world just halted.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's how the pivot and the transition happened to the exit. I mean, I still didn't give up, right? I waited 6 months. Like every month we were thinking, okay, next week the kids were going to come back.
Right,
Next
right.
month they were going to come back. And it was 2020 December, and nothing was, nobody knew
There
what was
were no signs,
happening,
right.
no. And then Apple at this point was like taking over that market. Like I couldn't sit on these devices. And you know, technology, like if you're sitting on it, it's just going to get obsolete in no time.
Right.
So yeah, so that's when the exit happened. And it was, that was another serendipitous. I think the other wisdom I got from this startup, I mean, there's a lot of things that I learned from this journey, but making connections is such a huge part of, you know, like networking and going and talking to people and just that personalized connection, not just to do business. You just have to be very intentional about networking. You need to really care from deep within. And that's one thing that I really was taught by the startup journey. Being an engineer, that was not, that doesn't come naturally to me, but the startup had taught me that.
Yeah, it's interesting the different tools, right? You built through these different journeys. Like you had a solid background in the engineering, but it needed to, that startup journey needed to teach you something different.
Absolutely.
So I want to transition a little bit then to kind of your leadership journey, right? Through all of these experiences that you've had, is there a moment that really shaped who you are as a leader? Like, can you think back to a person or something that happened, whether good or bad, that really shaped who you are?
I would always go back to my dad. I think my dad is somebody who I really, really admire, and he was my first hero. And his style of leadership and communication, I think I always put myself to be wanting to be him. And I think that is what gives me that, you know, that leadership. Because if you want to be somebody, you have to kind of mimic them and try to be like them. So I would say he is the person I look up to. And I lost him when I was really young. When I was 6 years old, he passed in a tragic car accident. But we were, you know, but I through my journey of this life, Jamie, like I've heard stories about him that he would go out of his way to help people, right? Like even now, 30 years later, I talk to people that got help from him and they still speak highly of him. And I'm
Wow.
like, that is something I want to be. That is, and that's why I always have intentional relationships and intentional conversations with people. I don't do anything superficial. If I'm wanting to be like my dad, I want to create that. And during his funeral, I've heard stories of people coming in buses to see him that my family didn't even know that were crying at his funeral. Because that's how many people he impacted in his life, in his short lifespan. Like he passed when he was 34. And so that is something I always look up to, and that is the leader I want to be.
I love that. I love that. What, how would you describe the leader that you are today? So speaking of the leader, right? Like what are your superpowers as a leader? Where do you think you really shine and how does that come through?
I think authenticity is what I create. I really, really deeply care about people that surround me. And that comes from my dad's journey.
Yeah. Do you think that's played into your journey and the, you know, as for your career and how
Oh,
you
absolutely.
think?
Absolutely. Sometimes I don't know if that's too good because I get too emotionally attached, but I love it. I love that journey. And
Right. So as you look at kind of the journey you're on now, so talk about a little bit about what you're doing now. And it is different, but I also find this, so when we talk to successful people, most of them have had journeys that are not a straight line and have stayed in the same profession or what they got their degree in. And there's, but yet there's still a foundation right, of who they are and their values in all of these different kind of roles. And that's what I really got from your story, is that it's just playing out in a different way, but it's still a lot of the same things that you're passionate about and what you. So how does that play out, and how do you make, because there are a lot of people that would look at your journey and say, how did she make a shift like that? Because you think, like, what I've committed to is, like, if I'm an engineer, I've just got to be an engineer forever. How did you go through that mentally and decide to make that shift?
I mean, I think that is what I want to teach kids in school, because we always are like so tunnel vision. We just want to like go through it. But being an entrepreneur, I think my mindset was like, there is an opportunity that comes to you. I'm always open-minded, because if you're a hard worker, if you have good work ethic, if you're not limiting yourself to certain beliefs, I think anybody, any human can reach anything, can do anything. We just limit ourselves. And I think that is something I've been taught, through my journey of this. Like, that's another thing I learned. If you limit yourself, you're just putting yourself in that cage and not exploring outside. And that is, as humans, that is our greatest gift. We explore, we expand ourselves, and that's why we're here. So that is the mindset, I think, that brought me through these different journeys. And people, I mean, my family called me crazy, but it just taught me so many things. It makes me humble, Jamie. Everybody like sees, oh, she achieved so much, but it you don't. I mean, it's like, even though I achieved certain things, I'm still humbled, because I know I don't know so many other things in life. So I'm super extremely humbled by this journey, because every time I take a new step, I know, like, now coming from engineering to finance world, there's so little I know, yet I strive every day to be on par with these successful wealth managers or successful financial advisors. So that's what makes me humble, yet I learn so many things from that journey.
It's that idea of always having a beginner's mindset. So, right when the first time we do something, like I'll take a silly example, right? My husband's trying to get me to play pickleball, and I'm like, I will go with you. And I suck at it the first time. But because I'm a beginner, everyone gives me grace and I give myself grace. I don't have to be good at it because I've never done it before. And I think so many of us get good at so many things that we have trouble having a beginner's mindset again and being like, I can be good at this if I want to dedicate the time to. I'm just not there yet because it's new.
Absolutely.
And we have to let some of that go. And that whole idea of humility, I think that's another one of your superpowers. And as you're talking and telling your story, it's so many of us, while we might be humble, we live in the Midwest, right? And compliments and things like that. But actually honoring your own humility to say, I've got a lot to learn, is a probably one of the greatest leadership characteristics that we need right now. Because the leaders that can show up and say, I'm here to help, right? And I have a lot of skills, but I also have a lot to learn even as a leader, are the best leaders.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with that.
So how, as leaders, do we have that beginner's mindset or humility? I think COVID did that for a lot of leaders, where it leveled the playing field a little bit because no one had ever managed something like this before. No one knew what was going to happen next week or next year. And leaders had to get really humble and say, I don't have the answers.
Absolutely.
And how do you, yeah, so how do you use that? So I think your journey is just so beautiful and different and complicated, right? And messy, just like everybody's is. But if you had to kind of boil down our conversation to one piece of advice to somebody listening that maybe is stuck or is like, I want to make a change, or there's something on my heart that I want to do, but it's different than what I've always done. What's a piece of wisdom or advice that you would give them? What would you say to them if they were sitting across from you?
So the one thing I would say, change is hard. Definitely hard. At least the first few years is hard. So pick something you really have a fire for. Let's say you're having a hard day, you have to wake up next morning and you have to still go at it. If you don't have that fire, it's easy to quit. And that's what these different journeys gave me, because I had the stories of fire. Like, there were hard, I mean, everybody in the business field, Jamie, knows business is, you know, ups and downs, such a roller coaster ride. If you do not have that fire or that mindset looking 20 years ahead, you know, not getting stuck in every day's journey, just look at the bigger picture. And do you have real fire to reach that bigger picture? I think is the most important thing that we have to like internally analyze before we make that change, because change is different.
Yeah. And it is, you're right. In the face of change, it's really, what it does is it pushes on your commitment. Are you truly committed? Because it's really easy to be committed when we're in good times and things are going planned, but your true commitment comes from in the hard days, like you're saying. And if that passion is there, I mean, even thinking about, and before we started recording, I was telling you just about even my teenagers, is like, I don't care what their degree is in or what school, to be honest, what school they go to. I want to know what they're passionate about and how can they make that a career. And that's the conversations I'm having with them. And unfortunately, our school system just isn't resourced, right, to be able to do that for our kids, because I think we have a lot of people that are in positions or in careers where they don't love it anymore and they don't know how to change. Take that chance. And you are an inspiration in that. Is that it's not easy, but there's a way to do it, and there's a way to find a way if that fire's there.
Yeah, there's days I remember like going to sleep crying, right? Because I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm such a failure. But then the next day I'm like, all right, pick up yourself. We got to do this. This is my vision. This is my goal. Let's go. Right. And that comes from having that deep internal fire for that vision and mission.
Yeah, it's almost outside of you. It's guided by something else. And it's that mindset too, to just wrap this, is even the simplest of question and how you're talking to yourself can change that. Instead of, why is this happening to me? What is this preparing me for? Right. So everything you've done, even the startup and everything that happened, it was preparing you for a different path, like a path that you were supposed to be on.
Absolutely.
And having
any of those hardships, Jamie, I always think is going to make you a better and stronger person.
Yes. So for those of you who are going, and I have certain hardships right now I'm even kind of dealing with, and it's just that great reminder of, it's not about the hardship. It's about what muscle it's helping you build, right? To create the strength that you need for the next challenge that you need to overcome. So I think that's just a beautiful reminder for all of us. So I have a couple of fun questions that I want to ask you before we kind of wrap the podcast. So to lead well, you need to be well, right? As leaders, we need to take care of ourselves. What's one thing you do consistently to manage your own energy?
Yoga and meditation. Every morning, 4 o'clock, right on dot. I mean, I've skipped the last couple of months because we were on move, like we moved places and we had 2 little kids. But every single day, 4 o'clock, 4 to 5 is my yoga and meditation time. And that just gets me started for my day. Just
4 a.m.
Yeah, because I have 2 little kids. I have to. Otherwise, it goes nowhere.
Holy, you are a machine.
Once they're up, Jamie, you know, once they're up,
I
it's
know.
Like, mom, 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 mom.
Your world is no longer your world.
No.
No.
So that's my Zen time, peace and quiet time.
I love it. You know what, though? A quiet house in the morning before everyone else is up is like, it is Zen.
It is.
Before the world is up, actually. Well, the time you're getting up, no one else is up. So it's the whole world is still asleep.
But I sleep early. I sleep. I mean, when I'm putting my kids to bed, I'm done.
You're going to bed. Yeah, you'd have to be. If you could have a billboard with anything on it, what would you put on it and why?
I've never been asked that question. I don't know. I would say, you've got this. Like, every single person, I think we've got it in us. I would say, you've got this, and you'd have my, like.
You know what, though? It's simple, right? But people just need to hear that sometimes. Like, it's not a lot.
We all struggle.
Well, and look at you know, I think there's a lot of feelings right now. The world is struggling, and it's a lot to carry as leaders. But when we have these conversations, right, when we band together with people who are trying to make a difference, right, and create light in dark moments, I think there is some simplicity to, like, we've got this. We just have to keep going and keep having the right conversations, right, and shifting our mindsets in the right way. So I think that's a beautiful, simple.
I think one other thing through this journey, surround yourself with positive, I mean, positive, high energy people that you look up to. That's what I did my entire, be it an engineer or when I was engineering schools, I had my favorite professors around me. Like I went to them for mentorship. I went to them for, you know, for when I'm stuck. And in my startup journey, oh my gosh, there were so many amazing people from different fields because I was an engineer. I didn't know marketing. I didn't know sales. I didn't know business. So I surrounded myself with people that knew that and that were smarter than me. And I think we need that group around. We need that camaraderie around to keep us going.
We do. And it's such an energy exchange that we don't realize until we don't have it, or you're in a right where you don't have those people around you anymore. And that's where it can become very hard.
Hard. Yes.
To kind of keep doing it. So what a beautiful
Absolutely.
Way to end this is just, you are that one of those people for me, your energy. And I appreciate you coming on and just sharing vulnerably and sharing your stories and wisdom with the leaders who are listening, because again, they don't have to have the same journey as you, right? Each of us has our own journey, but we can learn from each other's and we can take inspiration, resilience from other people's journeys. So thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. This, you got this, Jamie.
We got
this,
that's how we're
everybody.
Gonna end it, everyone. We're gonna end it with, you got this. Go
you
forth
got this.
And do. I love it. Thank you. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure and hit that subscribe button so you get the latest episodes as soon as we release them. And remember to keep maximizing your unique leadership superpowers. It truly is the key to building success, both in your career and in life.